Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're hanging out with me. I got Diana Furchtgott Roth on the show. Diana and I are talking about the Fed. And Diana, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you.
Good to have you back. Thanks for being part of our day. Diana is, Furchtgott Roth is an economist, a great columnist on the topic as well, by the way. And she's a senior fellow with Manhattan Institute and others. And okay, what I want to talk about right now, Diana, is I want to talk about the president recently announced that he's declared victory over the economy. He went on the air yesterday and defended all of his policies and all of the bailouts and all the things, and basically acted as if the economy was just doing great, and it was all because of him. And I can't argue with everything, but the proof's in the pudding, Diana, as our grandmothers would have said. And when you take a look at an economy more than four years after the recession is over, a Main Street economy, and that's the one that I look at, a Main Street economy that's barely limping along above recession levels, record unemployment, record disengagement of employees, all kinds of problems out here on Main Street, and yet we have a Wall Street. We have Wall Street that's just literally setting records. That just doesn't look like a good combination to me. It looks like something that's contrived and propped up, and it basically, I'm no bubble expert, but I've seen a few, and this looks like a bubble to me. What do you think?
The economy is certainly limping along. I mean, the broadest measure of unemployment is about 14%, 13.7 to be exact. We have the lowest labor force participation rate. That's people who choose to be working or looking for work since 1978. We're at 1978 levels in terms of labor force participation rate. Our youth unemployment rate is about 13%. Our teen unemployment rate is about 24%. The economy is growing last quarter 2.5%, but before it was 1%, and the quarter before that was 0.1%. That's why it's not creating more jobs. You can't create jobs if your economy is limping along at about 2%.
That's exactly right.
This is not a success story. This is not a success story by any means.
Well, and there's one other thing that he didn't bring up yesterday. Well, he probably brought it up, but he didn't bring it up the way that it should be brought up. In your life, have you ever seen a single government policy, a single law that has done as much to dampen economic growth as Obamacare has? Have you ever seen anything as pervasive and ugly as it is?
No, I have not seen anything that is just so poorly structured as Obamacare, where if you're employing 49 people, you hire one more person, you have to pay $40,000 a year in fines if you don't have the right kind of health insurance. That is just the most absurdly structured law. And it's designed to fail, by the way. It's designed to fail and be turned into some kind of public health care program, which is what President Obama at one point said in one of his speeches.
I want to come back to the Fed for a minute. And the Fed, as you know very well, when they started, I think the numbers that I've been told is 5 years ago, the Fed had about $1 trillion on their balance sheet. Now they've got close to $3 trillion on their balance sheet because of the money that they've been literally manufacturing from thin air, $87 billion a month pumping into the economy, most of it going to banks and Wall Street and creating this bubble. And folks, if you don't think that's a bubble, look at how jittery Wall Street gets when the Fed talks about cutting their infusion of cash every month. What do you think about that policy, Diana?
You cannot rescue an economy by devaluing your currency. If you could, then we would have all these tin pot economies that would just print their money, lower their interest rates, and hey presto, they would be high growth economies. You just see the reverse. You don't see that. You see economies with strong currencies in general having better economies. Now, you don't want your currency to be too strong, but you want it to be on an even keel. And when you devalue your currency by printing money or lowering interest rates, then you have commodity prices, prices of oil, gasoline, things that are global prices. You have them higher in dollar terms. And that's one reason, and that slows down your economy. So that's one reason.
Are you concerned?
Oil is higher, gasoline.
Right. I completely agree with you. Are you concerned, as I am, Diana, that the Fed has created a stock market bubble? What I'm worried about is that they've created a bubble. It's going to crash one of these days. It's going to crash. And even though the Main Street economy hasn't really benefited from the run-up of the stock market like Wall Street has, we'll actually be hurt when it crashes. What do you think?
It's very clear that the stock market prices are a chase for higher yields. If savers cannot get normal yields at their banks on savings accounts, then what they're going to do is look for higher yields elsewhere. Old people, people on fixed incomes, don't have any choice. So they've been putting money in the stock market, looking for these higher yields, getting riskier and riskier investments. And of course, when interest rates go up to normal levels, then the stock market will adjust.
And everybody I've talked to says that we're on the way toward those higher interest rates. Diana Furchtgott-Ross, thanks. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about a different topic with our good friend Diana Furchtgott-Ross. She is senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's 10-10. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.